wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
In the mirror you will see just another man. More than that, to look into the mirror makes some smile and pride, while others frown with disappointment. But the mirror always tells the truth. Will you dare to face it? In the mirror, in your own private room, you venture to face the facts, the real truth. As you brace yourself to bravely look, you stare in terror. What is that? A heavenly, angelic finger slowly writes across your forehead, "For whom Christ died." The finger vanishes, but those words remain. They're eternal words that age cannot wither off, and neither can life or death erase. Some people so persist in going their own way, they ignore the Christian who passes out gospel tracts, and should one speak to them personally about their own soul, they would throw a fit of rage. Strange, isn't it? Why should Christians be interested in the souls of men the world around? And why should people so rebuff their interest? May my little parable help. Are you a parent? Suppose you had a loved son killed in the war, and you get news of his death. Later, some of his fellow soldiers write of his kindnesses to them. Then comes the great letter that tells how your son, when the gunfire was hot, stood up and shielded his comrade. In deep feeling, that comrade describes how your son died so that now he lives. You invite him to visit you. When he comes, do you scoff and scorn him? No, you stop everything to hear every word. And as he tells a story, you look at him through tearful eyes and say over and over again, "So you are the one for whom our dear son died." And so we Christians stop other things in the interest of your soul, for you are the one for whom Christ died. Christ, not our son, but the son of the living God. Christ, who is the Lord of all, our Savior and King, and our only hope for time and eternity. He has won our hearts by all that he is and by what he has done for us. He is dearer to us than all others, and this he can be to you too. So let us consider these four eternal words, "For whom Christ died." They're surely written clear and plain in God's Word, the Bible. Read them in Romans 14:15. But are those words spoken of you? That's the big question. As we look further, we read, "Christ died for the ungodly." What? For people who try to rule God out of their lives, their homes, and their hearts? Are you one of them? Notwithstanding, the truth remains. Christ died for the ungodly. Your mirror told the truth. You are the one for whom Christ died.
To be doubly sure, we read again, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." What? For sinners? For those who live in those wicked, loathsome sins that God hates? He does hate your sins, but he loves you and gave his beloved son to die for you, the ungodly, the sinner. Did you ever hear tell of such condescending mercy that would seek after you, the rebel prodigal, of such abounding grace that now holds out the arms of salvation to you, waiting only for your repentance as you return to God? Do you not say, "Tell me more"? That I will do. The best of it is in those four words, "For whom Christ died." Come, stand with me at Calvary, where God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, laid down his life in that supreme sacrifice for me and you too. You see those rough, wicked men drive those spikes in his hands and feet and lift him up to die in agony? As the mob passes by, they club him, spit on him, and punch him. You become furious to see them so treat that innocent man. I lay my hand on your shoulder and say, "You don't know what this is all about. Who caused him to suffer so? He did not have to go there, and those nails could not hold him to that cross. He is there because he loved me, and he's giving himself for me. He is taking the death blows aimed at me so that I might live. Just then all gets dark, solid darkness, at full daytime. You grab my hand in terror as we hear that suffering one cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There is no answer. Heaven remains cold, dark, and angered. Then, like a victor's shout, he cries, it is finished. The darkness flees away, and we look, he is dead. And to be sure of it, the soldier rams a spear into his side. You can stand it no more. You say, let's go from here. We find refuge in a quiet place. There I tell you more, and from my Bible I read to you. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors, as his soul was made the offering for sin. Yes, you and I caused that death to God's Son. He died that we might live. In self-condemnation I beat my breast as I confess that my sins deserved that wrath and judgment of God. I was lost and had no hope, for the torments of hell fire forever awaited me. But God, in love for me, even me, gave his Son, and Jesus Christ the Lord gave himself in that sacrifice to save me. Do you wonder that I love him and trust myself entirely and eternally to him as my Lord and Savior? Surely it does not surprise you that I want you to know him too. Let me finish the story. They buried him, but the third day, just as he had told them before he died, he arose from the dead and walked for 40 days with his loved disciples. Then, when alone with them one day, the heavens opened, and he went up as they watched. And as heavenly messengers assured them that this same Jesus would come again in power and great glory. God has enthroned him in heaven, and he's our living Lord and Savior. He waits to be your Lord and Savior. Yes, you for whom Christ died. Surely you will not reject him and go on in your sins. You may receive him now. Let's get on our knees to him, and you tell him, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm only an ungodly sinner, but I'm the one for whom thou didst die, dying for my sins. Lord Jesus, I thank thee, and I now receive thee into my heart and into my life as my Lord to obey and my Savior to trust thee now and forever. We return to listen to that soldier ere he departs. He says, my very life I owe to your Son who died for me. I want to show my love and appreciation. Tell me, what can I do for you? It'll be my joy to do it. How much more should those for whom Christ died show to God their love and gratitude by not living for themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again, our living Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us each one look again into that mirror to see, written across your forehead and my forehead, those eternal words, for whom Christ died. And then let us so live. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.